Welcome back. Tonight, we're with 27 South, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
It's been 10 long years since I left my home in the holler where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Somebody else, the taverns took all my pay, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. Now the geese fly south and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I lost my love, I lost my home, and now I wish that I were dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Yes, why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
We all have bluegrass roots, and it's kind of going back to the basics. I got into bluegrass kind of as an alternative. Grew up during Led Zeppelin and Stones, and grew up playing rock guitar, but always wanted to go back to grass.
This is Terry Caulfield talking, the guitar picker for the band. Terry Caulfield is playing a new old guitar, as Greg called it. Terry, tell us about that instrument.
Well, there's a limited issue back in 1999 and 2000 of like 80 of these guitars. Just so happened a guy a couple of doors down from Greg's business had it for sale. Greg turned me on to it, said, hey, this guy's got this guitar, you gotta check it out. So I went over there and it's like unplayed condition. And it's 16 years old and it barely has pick marks on it, you know, where it's been played. I thought, well, you know, there's got to be something wrong with it. But I took the gamble, I took it home, I put a brand new set of strings on it, and this baby has come to life. It's an HP D41.
E41. Okay, now what instrument did that replace?
At the time, I was playing a Taylor 810, which is a pretty good guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably keep it around for like a camping guitar. I wouldn't take this one out in the tent or anything, you know. I could take that one camping and wouldn't have to worry about it, you know.
Yeah, I got a few friends who, every time I see them, they got a different instrument. Are you a guy to buy and sell instruments?
Not at all.
No, you hold on to it. When you get something, you play it, and then you keep it?
Yeah, pretty much.
As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you'll understand that you're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Slowly creeping around, and the fire's burning low. The snow has covered up the ground, and your baby's hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home.
You're the only love I knew. Please forgive me if you can.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. Love, oh love, please come home.
Mom, who was especially supportive?
She took me around to a lot of music shows when I was growing up.
Just you?
Just me. I don't know why she picked me, but she would take me to the Grand Ole Opry to see, you know, the greats, the Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner show and Speck Rhodes and all those guys. And we were living in Western Kentucky at the time when I was born out there. And what was even more fun to me was the after shows. You get tagged along to go into Ernest Tubbs' record shop after the show and get his autograph. And I just can bless my mom for taking me to these shows.
I love the way you play, and your new instrument sounds fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.
At my door, the leaves are falling. A cold wild wind will come. sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. I go out to a party to look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone, and I never got over those blue eyes.
Donna, you and your husband are a package deal here?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
With this band.
I was born here in Lexington. I haven't lived here all my life. I've lived around different counties. Been playing since I was about 10, and singing since I was about 3.
Mom and dad play,
sing? Mom, dad, sisters, brothers. My dad likes that high lonesome sound. That's what we call it, the bluegrass. And he always tried to sway me to do some of that when I was younger. But I'm like Terry, I wasn't a big fan of it back then, you know. But I didn't really get turned on to bluegrass until about the mid to late 90s when Alison Krauss came on the scene. Then Dolly even did an album called The Grass is Blue. Some of you might be familiar with that one. And that's when I started realizing, well, hey, maybe I can do some of this. But most of my singing and playing has been linked to gospel and country music up until 1998 was when 27 South originally formed, and I started doing it down at the Big South Fork Scenic Railway, which is where it all started for us.
With a 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy. Honey for my size, honey for my size. Well, old buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I row when my wheels won't go? It's a long way to Harlan, way to Hazard, just to get a little brew, just to get a little brew. Where will old Buddy, don't you row so slow? How can I row when the wheels won't go? I'm going on the mountain just to see my baby, and I ain't coming back, Lord, I ain't coming back. Where will Aunt Buddy, don't you row so slow? How can I row when wheels won't go? There ain't no hammer down in this tunnel that'll ring like mine, that'll ring like mine. Where will Aunt Buddy, don't you row so slow? How can I row when the wheels won't go, Donna? The 9-pound hammer, it killed John Henry, but it won't kill me, Lord, it won't kill me. Where will Aunt Buddy, don't you row so slow? How can I row when the wheels won't go? The 9-pound hammer, it's a little too heavy, honey, for my size, honey, for my size. Where will Aunt Buddy, don't you row so slow? How can I row when the wheels won't go? How can I row when the wheels won't go?
Thank you.
Could you introduce your sweet bass-playing husband back there?
I sure will. This is my sweet bass-playing husband, David Benton Frost.
Give it up for David Frost. Hey, David, how did you end up coming to the bass?
I guess junior high school. I was in the junior high band. I was in band from the fourth grade.
Like marching bands?
Yeah, I played trumpet. Band director by the name of Don Trevette swayed me to take up the tuba. So I played the tuba from 7th grade all the way through 12th grade, and we were national grand champions in 1976. And we took the jazz band and the marching field competition. We took all four categories. My hat's off to the man. The man put me where I am today with one saying. He said, in order to be a successful musician and successful in life, you have the RMA. And we walked into the band room one day, and we seen on the blackboard this RMA. And everybody's going like, what does that mean?
Just what I'm doing right now.
Yeah. And it stands for right mental attitude. Wow. You got to have the right mental attitude to be a teamwork, you know, and stay as a team, listen to each other, pay attention to each other, and make the right music. And it happened for a 250-piece high school band, and it can happen for any kind of musician, you know, any positions. I continued on with the tuba for a couple years. I played the Lexington Philharmonic. And as in a principal tuba, played electric bass, playing rock and roll. It's kind of like Terry did. Terry and I and Donna all went to the same high school.
Two highways lay before me. Which one will I choose? Which road will take me home? In the morning, would I awake to find down the wrong road I have gone? Would I hear that melody that I've searched for oh so long?
Hey, I would like to thank our guest, 27 South, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations, and of course, the members of our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Highway 27 hasn't gone anywhere. They're still up here on stage, so I'm hoping we'll get another tune out of them. You guys like to hear one more tune before we leave? All right, welcome back, Highway 27.
Well, I was born down in the Southland.
Sounds like a Martin.
We've been Martinized.
Okay. It's Martin.
Now we're going to turn the banjo loose. 20-some-odd years ago, I ran away for the first time. When I was only 4 years old, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track. Got a gal in Cincinnati, a little woman in San Antonio. Always loved the guy next door, but any place is home, I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track.
Ken Record.
Well, I bought me a Martin guitar. I carried an old tote sack. Well, I hopped it about 200 times, but I always got it back. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track. Like my appearance, may not like my song, may not like the way I look, but you like it when I'm gone. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot back road, every mile railroad track. Take a break. Years ago, ran away for the first time when I was only 4 years old. I'm a free-born man. Lord, my home is on my back. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track. I know every inch of highway, every foot of back road, every mile railroad track.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you all. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David, Donna, Greg, Ken, and Terry, 27 South, for being with us tonight.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net.
Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.